Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
Story number one, member of the royal family is under investigation.
We take our pick, I guess, on this one. I'll stay.
Yeah, which one?
Any guesses?
I'm going to say Camilla, just for a
Camilla.
While. Yeah, Camilla did something horrendous, I'm guessing.
I'm going to say former Duchess Fergie.
Oh, you were close. It is Prince Andrew yet again.
Oh,
man.
They're looking into an incident from 2002 at Royal Ascot Racecourse. Cops say that they're examining events in 2002 as they consider wider possible crimes by Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, including sexual misconduct, shocker, corruption, and fraud.
Wow.
Wow, I thought he was in Grenada at the time. No?
Nope.
All right. His alibi won't hold up.
It's not going to hold up. That's all we know right now is that cops across the pond are investigating this.
Wow.
What a surprise.
I was going to say, it's not shocking to anybody who's followed the trials and tribulations of Prince Andrew over the last few months.
Do you think it's a, hey, I'm going to strip his titles and now all this stuff that we have record of, you can finally start going after him for? Like, there's no protection from
the queen. Once they took his title away, he was fair game.
They were like, all right, let's open up the books.
Well, and the royal family pretty much gave him permission and basically said, if he's guilty of something, it needs to be handled, right? I mean, so, and that was under the Queen Mum before the world lost her as well. So, I mean, Queen Elizabeth.
The good news for him is he's not sweating it because we know he can't sweat. So.
Get it?
Yeah.
Tennis player fined for post-match remark at the French Open.
Is this a guy who had diarrhea in the middle?
It is not.
All right, then I'm going to swipe.
I feel like the diarrhea at the French Open is a better story. swipe.
Country artist destroys instrument in frustration.
Oh, I know this story. This guy's a tool, but I'll stay.
I like to see people destroy things once in a while. Stay.
Hey, Morgan Wallen's back in the news.
Oh, yay.
This time it's for on-stage shenanigans. Wallen had technical difficulties at a show in Denver, Colorado, which prompted him to flip his piano, shattering it on stage. The internet seems divided on this move, some pointing out that rock stars break guitars and instruments all the time, while others are calling his behavior immature and unsurprising, given his track record. Does he get a pass for this? Because other musicians have broken instruments?
No, and is that trend still happening? It's very rare, unless you go to a punk show, I think. You don't see people, to quote John Hyatt, smashing perfectly good guitars.
No. I don't know. To me, that just seems stupid. And maybe it is because I am a person who loves music and understands how expensive those instruments are. It actually just really upsets me when I see somebody do that because, you know.
If you're not Pete Townsend, you're just copying.
Yeah.
You know, they did did it back in the 60s as a way to be like anti-establishment. Everybody else co-opted it. If you're doing it now, people just look at you because of all the reasons Jamie listened, you just go, you're so dumb. Why are you breaking that guitar?
Yeah. It's
that's a few.
When's the last
dollars.
Time it was cool? Nirvana?
Did Nirvana break their guitars?
Yeah. They kicked over amps and everything else.
Well, they were alternative.
Yeah, they were grunge.
Grunge.
Oh yeah, they were grunge.
Oh, I loved Nirvana. Huge Nirvana fan yet. I mean, I didn't really love it when they did it, though, either.
Yeah, I don't.
Because I looked at the Fender speakers, and I was like, oh, my God, you just destroyed a vintage Fender. What are you doing? I mean, right? Like,
we'll get another one.
That was what actually went through my mind even then. It was weird. I don't know.
Morgan Wallen doesn't get any passes.
Yeah, that was kind of my feeling, too.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe
no.
Somebody else, they could get a pass. I don't think he does.
No.
Goodbye.
Get me to God's country. All right. Creator finally confirms the end of a popular show.
Oh, I'm going to stay.
Stay.
This one is actually for Jamie. The show Euphoria has finally ended.
Thank God.
HBO and show creator Sam Levinson finally confirmed that last night's episode would be its last. Leading up to the finale, HBO never referred to it as a series finale, but instead called it a season finale, so people were unsure. However, I don't think you can get around your main character saying they're ready to move on from the show.
Yeah, no. And was anybody really surprised? I mean, it had already basically been touted even before Levinson said anything that this was it. And honestly, if you've been watching the show, you can't take anymore. Because it is to the point where it is so ridiculous that you literally can't take anymore. You're just like, okay, I'm out. And I have not seen last night's episode yet. I haven't had a chance to watch it, so I have to
do that.
Well,
I won't spoil it for you.
Who was the character that said they were moving on?
Was Zendaya. Yeah, I believe so.
Zendaya,
yeah.
Jacob Elordi.
Well, that's because he's dating a Kardashian now. So.
Oh, well. Does that mean you don't have to work anymore?
Probably.
I would hope so.
Zendaya has a nice career. Elordi does too, I guess.
Yeah.
They both do. That's it for Swiper Stay. Thanks, guys.